The president of the Ghana Agricultural Chamber of Commerce, Philip Abayori, says as farm managers, they are worried about the erratic rainfall pattern as it affects farmers' activities. Mr. Abayori told Radio Ghana that the effect of climate change demands that government and stakeholders look at how best to create water reservoirs and embark on massive irrigation to reserve food insecurity.
We are very worried because as of now, we should have planted crops in some of the areas, especially in the northern sector and then also in part of the southern sector. But the rains didn't come at the right time. We didn't get the April rain, and now that the rain has come. So the rainfall pattern now is unpredictable. With the horticulture crops such as mango and other crops that we have, they've been hard hit with the hot sun because the clouds are not forming. So a lot of farmers have lost a lot of horticulture trees. And it's a worrying factor because we cannot really be certain whether the rain, even as it has started, to continue completely as we expected it to be. So the need for us to go out of dependency of nature and try to relook at our irrigation policy. Our previous irrigation policy is creating dams, tapping into the underground water boreholes to ensure that at least farmers could have an intervention. And that has also grown in a slow pace. We only have 1% of our national irrigation infrastructure being established, indicating that we need to quickly increase irrigation infrastructure. That is building more dams, digging more boreholes. But the most important thing to do now is that since the rains are not coming at the quantity of water level that we expect, you may even have dug boreholes, but the water table will go very low.
Mr. Abayori also touched on the high cost of cassava, which is impacting on the price of garri and fufu.
Cassava is a tuber crop. And definitely, if you have less rainfall, the tubers may not even form well enough for you to be able to harvest. And then even those that are formed, you need to really dig. If you're talking about using scientific methods, it means that you have to use equipment. And if the ground is very hard, you will end up by destroying the cassava that is on the ground. So irrigation is the key. We need to make sure that our farmers have access to water. And if possible, we'll pipe the water like how Ghana Water Company is supplying the domestic water. So that if I have my farm and I've done my cassava, I can go and pay for water to be connected to my farm, and then it is metered and I pay at a time. So these trials need to be done in collaboration with private sector, build of rate and transfer systems to ensure that we can have water access everywhere so that farmers can use it. Because if you wet the ground, you can harvest the cassava easily. In other countries like India and Pakistan, you realize that they have tapped about almost 60% of the irrigation potential, so that if there is even no rain, they can conserve water. It means that they can totally be able to meet their food needs. But in our case, we have already tapped 1% of our irrigation potential and still have about 99% to be done. So the cost for us to make it as a full infrastructure development, if we can take time just to invest in irrigation, that will trigger a lot of growth in the agricultural industry because we will not now rely on nature.